Tonight on the Delta Pest Football Report. I don't know if you've noticed, but the high school football season hopped on a supersonic jet and just flew by. It's week 8 already. That means if your team is going to get in that playoff bracket, it needs to make a move now. I'm David Wallace. We're down to the final 3 weeks of the regular season, the trophy run of high school football. Over the next half hour, we set the stage for week 8. The Delta Pest Football Report starts now.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
The Hooton's Arkansas football crew is here again. Chris Hooton on Class 2A, Chuck Livingston on 3A, Barry Grooms on 4A and 5A, and Chad Hooton running down the games in 6A and 7A. That's right where we start with the Class 7A top 10 heading into Week 8. North Little Rock at 7-0 is on top, followed by Bentonville at number 2, up 6 spots after its win last week over Fayetteville. Bryant checks in at number 3, then Conway. Both of those teams are 6-1. Bentonville West is 5. Fayetteville down 5 spots at number 6. 7 is Portsmouth Northside, down a spot after losing at Conway. Springdale, Portsmouth Southside, Little Rock Catholic are the final 3 teams in the top 10. Well, Chad Hooton, the game of the week in Class 7A comes from the West. It's number 8, Springdale, at number 6, Fayetteville.
David, this is the first time in almost a decade the Fayetteville-Springdale game actually means something. The old Battle of the Bulldogs hasn't been much of a rivalry since the second high school harbor was built in Springdale. But the former Fayetteville quarterback, Zach Clark, now the head coach at Springdale, has the Bulldogs in position to win 7 games for the first time since Gus Malzahn left the school in 2005. But it won't happen this week. Fayetteville is a 7-point favorite over Springdale.
The other ranked team in the West is number 5, Bentonville West, at Heritage this week and picked by 35 on Hootons.com. Chad, you've got Van Buren at Harbor.
David, Van Buren likely secured a playoff berth last week when they rolled up 453 yards, averaged 7 yards a play against Heritage. Junior running back Garrett Phillips almost 200 yards rushing last week. Meanwhile, Harbor is reeling. Hootons.com taking Van Buren by 8 at Harbor.
All right, Chad, Bentonville Tigers are at home against Rogers. Hootons.com likes Bentonville by 35. Fifth-ranked Bentonville West travels to Heritage, picked by 35 points as well. All right, let's go to the 7A Central now, Chad. Number 1, North Little Rock at number 7, Portsmouth Northside.
David, Northside's defense is really good, but North Little Rock is outscoring conference opponents by an average score of 43-17. And North Little Rock is an 18-point favorite at Northside.
And how about number 4, Conway at Little Rock Central, Chad?
Conway rallied again last week. They have a pinch from rallying behind in the second half and winning games. Last week, Conway was down 21-7 in the third quarter, but scored the final 28 points to beat Northside. This week, no problem for Conway. They're a 25-point favorite at Little Rock Central.
All right, and a top 10 matchup in the Central has 9th-ranked Portsmouth Southside at number 10, Little Rock Catholic.
David, this game is for playoff positioning. Catholic's running back, Sammy Johnson, is on the watch list for the big school offensive player of the year, but overall, Southside is a little bit better. The Mavericks are a 1-point favorite at Catholic.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
Let's move it on to Class 6A now and look at the Hootons.com top 10 for Week 8. Greenwood is right there at number 1, followed by Benton at number 2. Yes, it's a clash this week of number 1 versus number 2. We'll talk about that coming up in a second. Number 3 is West Memphis, unbeaten at 7-0. Fourth is Searcy after a win over Pine Bluff. Number 5, Jonesboro, held West Memphis to 92 yards rushing last week. Sixth is El Dorado, Pine Bluff at number 7, Russellville at 8. Marion at number 9, and Patriots get another win. That will be their most since 2011. Siloam Springs is 10th. Well, Chad Hooton, this week's Hootons.com game of the week will be at Rabbit Smith Robinson Stadium. Yeah, it's the game of the year in 6A. Number 2, Benton at number 1, Greenwood.
David, Greenwood has owned Benton, winning the last 2, but nobody played the defending state champs tighter than Benton a year ago. It was only a 16-point win for Greenwood, but Benton continues to get off to great starts this year. They've outscored their opponents in the first quarter. Get this, 105-7 in the first quarter. Greenwood's Rick Jones has a great offense. Peyton Holt moving from receiver to quarterback. And then on defense, remember this name, junior Logan Workman. He's got 56 tackles in the first 7 games. Hootons.com going with Greenwood by a dime over Benton.
Number 3, West Memphis, a 21-point pick at Hootens.com over Jacksonville. Number 4, Searcy at home, a 3-point favorite. Hootens.com likes 7th-ranked Pine Bluff to bounce back. 1-point favorites over number 9, Marion. And Sylvan Hills is a 7-point road favorite at Mountain Home. In the 6A West, number 6, El Dorado, a 2-point pick at number 10, Siloam Springs. Chad Lake Hamilton is home against Sheridan.
David, the loser of this one likely misses the playoffs. Sheridan hasn't been to the postseason since 2010, but Lake Hamilton's got to regroup after a stunning 21-14 loss to Siloam Springs last week. Hootens.com going with Lake Hamilton by 3 over Sheridan.
And number 8, Russellville is a 21-point favorite on Hootens.com over Little Rock Hall.
It's going to be a great week of high school football. Let me tell you a little bit about Delta Pest Control. Wherever you are tonight listening to the Delta Pest Football Report, you are in the Delta Pest Service Area. Statewide, Delta Pest Control offers you an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've been around since 1976. Bill and Doris Lawrence doing a great job for the state at Delta Pest. Check them out online at deltapestcontrol.net. It's Delta Pest Control.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 65 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Attorney General Leslie Rutledge wants to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Internet safety is critical. Monitor computer and phone use. Know your child's passwords, what apps they're using, and who they're chatting with. Let's get smart online to protect our children.
For more consumer tips, go to ArkansasAG.gov. Follow Attorney General Leslie Rutledge on Facebook or Twitter.